Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese back with you after a long holiday break.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a day or two.
It's been a while since we've been with you. I think the 19th of December was the last game we had at Smoky Mountain. So kind of glad to get back in the saddle again. Mountaineer boys did play some. They had a holiday tournament, the three games that they played. Over the Christmas break, they went 1-2. The girls did not play. And, of course, kind of understandable with the roster depth that they've got this year, kind of taking off and playing in a holiday tournament just wasn't in the cards for them this year.
Yeah, give them a chance to sort of rest up and sort of maybe heal up on some things that they may have because, hey, we're in the long stretch now. Hard to believe, though, we've only got a little bit of a month, you know, to
go. 6 weeks, I think, is what I counted up. It goes fast once it gets cranked up. But coming in tonight, of course, we got the Pisgah Bears and the Sugar Bears led by Coach Brandon Holloway. Now, his 23rd season, I did not realize he had been at the head coach at Pisgah quite that long.
Right, and it's hard to believe, like you said, 23 years, because I've known Brandon, you know, a good while, and to see it that, I'm like, holy cow, but I guess it has been. We're not getting any younger, Charles.
No, we're not, and gets closer every day, I'm afraid. Bears coming in tonight 13-1, 4-0 in the conference. Their only loss back on the 29th. They played in a holiday tournament at Asheville High, lost to a team from Australia.
Wow.
And that final score was 62-58, so even that loss was close. Pretty close ball game. We've got the combined ROTC units tonight for Tuscola and Pisgah, bringing the flag to the center court area. So we'll take a break, and we come back. We'll have more on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Starting alignment about to be announced. And Pisgah, a senior-laden squad. These girls have got a lot of experience. Guard, senior Macy Devlin, Chandler Lowry, senior guard. Number 12, Jade Cody, junior guard, the only non-senior starting tonight. Bailey Connor, a senior, number 13. And senior forward, number 25, Kylie Leonard. And we've seen these girls a long time, Branson.
Yeah, it's been a while, and like you said, I'm happy for them, but I'm also happy for us. It's the last time we'll have to see them come through.
Of course, they've got a crop of juniors, too. Starting for Tuscola tonight will be Julia Wells, Samantha Horton, Kendall Williamson, Avery Roten, Vesper Forbes. So pretty much the same starting lineup we've had. And, of course, you know, one of the issues Tuscola dealing with this year, girls basketball, is a little thin on the bench. So there's several of those girls that just got through playing a JV girls game a couple of hours ago, and they're back out here tonight dressing for the varsity.
Yeah, and that's the thing Coach Sutton's got to be careful with. He's got to, you know, work those girls on JVs, but he's also got to think about on varsity, too, what he can, who he can bring up, how they're going to play and everything. So it's going to be a tough one. This is no easy task tonight.
No, this is, as we said, a very senior-laden team, a lot of experience coming in here tonight, 13-1, 4-0 in the conference. And the keys to the game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And key to the game to me, Branson, is just girls have got to find a way to stay in it tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. They've got to play a flawless game and have things go their way.
Need to control the tempo as much as they can. Trying to get it inside to Kendall Williamson after the opening tip, and the ball's on the floor. Williamson trying to get it out. Ball's loose, and it'll roll out of bounds right there in front of the Pisgah student section. So Tuscola control the opening tap. Ball got loose in the lane as they tried to feed Kendall Williamson into the high post, and the ball got loose and out of bounds, and now Pisgah on offense. And a quick bounce pass in the lane from Jade Cody to Chandler Lowry, and it's 2-0 Sugar Bears.
And we saw a lot of that last year, so it looks like we'll have it early tonight, too.
And the key, you know, also Jade Cody can get hot from the outside. You've got to keep an eye on that. Trying to get it inside to Williamson again. Ball tipped. Picked up by Avery Roten and stolen by Cody. And lay-in down by Chandler Lowry, and it's 4-0 Sugar Bears. Mountaineers get it across. Roten trying to hit Forbes in the lane. It's stolen. Outlet to Lowry. She'll drive, and she'll be fouled in the lane. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout now, and we've played 58 seconds.
And I believe they're going to call a foul on Kendall Williamson. It'll be her first, team first.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service.
You know, Tuscola, like I said, they've got to play a flawless game, Charles, but they've got to be able to weather that storm in this game because, just like what we saw, it's a feed and go to Lowry. You know, then another one under the basket, another feed to Lowry. So they've got to cut her off at some point and, you know, and corral Jade Cody.
Well, and it's pretty obvious that the Tuscola's intent is to try to get the ball inside to Williamson offensively, and just the passing lanes have been cut off by Pisgah here early in the game. Lowry to the line, misses the first one. And that foul reported now was on Kendall Williamson. Lowry's second shot on the way is nothing but net. 5-0 Sugar Bears over the Lady Mountaineers, and a long pass. They get it down to Horton and trying to dump it down into Forbes and just got tipped away. Mountaineers definitely trying to work it inside, and it's just getting picked off.
Yeah, she tried to force that pass in, and it just wasn't there.
Out on the wing now to Devlin. She'll drive baseline, and a cross baseline pass over to Kylie Leonard will go out of bounds to the Lady Mountaineers.
Wow, got to be watching.
Wells gets it across for Tuscola, working baseline, and trying to hit Williamson on the side of the lane. Banks it in and good. 5-2. Still a risky pass. But Williamson able to gather it in and bank the layup. Out on the wing, Lowry thought about it. She'll pull it back. Wells out there pretty tight in the deep corner there near the tee. Bailey Connor on the right wing now. They'll swing it around. Leonard looks inside. Connor cuts low. Can't hit her. Now Cody at the point. Swings it right to Devlin. Lowry on the point now. Top of the key. Going to drive, spin, kick it out. Cody head fake. Drives baseline. Comes up against Forbes. Challenges the shot. She misses, but a good follow inside by Kylie Leonard, and she's fouled, and that's going to be Kendall's second one, I believe.
On Avery.
Going to call that on Avery Roten. With the depth that Tuscola's got, anybody, it doesn't take much to create foul trouble.
No, that will be Avery's first, team second here in the first.
And Leonard in the act of shooting, so she'll hit the first one.
Really good crowd showing up tonight. Of course, anytime you have something, Tuscola Pisgah, always going to come out.
Considering what else is going on tonight.
True.
Second college football semifinal starts, probably in about an hour. Time says 7:30, but they don't kick it off at 7:30. And the ball's stolen away by Pisgah. They'll get it down to Bailey Connor. She'll lay it in, and it's good. 9-2, Pisgah. 5:18 to play, and a long pass over the hand of Kendall Williamson will go out of bounds. So Mountaineers just struggling to get that passing game down so far. Left side, Bailey Connor on the wing, going to drive, left elbow, kicks it down low to Cody, misses the shot, ball's loose, tipped, and a foul on Kylie Leonard going over across Vesper Forbes. And Pisgah will put in a new unit. And it looks like they're going to pressure the inbound here. Wells to Roten. Into the middle to Williamson. Hits Horton on the wing. She'll bring it down the side. And just an ill-advised pass. Really didn't look. Forbes was way lower than that pass went. And it's stolen away. Bailey Connor. Ooh, a little bump by Wells. Connor will miss the shot. No call. Horton now going to drive, goes around and just got cut off and tried to dump it down in the middle to Forbes, and it wouldn't. Picked off by Pisgah, and on the drive down, they're going to get fouled.
And that will be on Julia Wells. It'll be her first, team third. I like the way Tuscola's getting the ball up the court. It's just as soon as they get there, it's like boom, boom, not even two steps and the ball's out.
I believe I would try a jump shot or two and see if I couldn't unpack that defense a little bit, because they're cutting it off on the inside on his passing lanes. And we got another timeout now called with it 10-2. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Yeah, they got to take some jump shots, try to pull Pisgah out of there a little bit.
Yeah, everybody's compact right in there, and as we're driving in and trying to pass it off right there, there's two red jerseys right there. So keep it out, try to make them come out, spread that defense out a little bit. Did you stay up and watch that whole game last night?
Yes, I did. I was I'll tell you what I have found, though, the last few years I enjoy much better is the Skycast version.
Yeah.
That's the air camera. And all you get is the PA announcer and the referee when he makes a foul announcement or a penalty announcement. You get none of the blather.
Yeah.
Like we would be doing.
That's true. But, I enjoyed it last night. I ain't going to lie. I was pulling for Ole Miss, for everything that's happened to them, and hoping that they'd win. But
I tell you, I've never been a big Miami fan, but I don't know. It's kind of cool to see the ACC getting to the final after kind of being maligned this year. So the free throw, one free throw good by Pisgah, and across on the inbound, cross court in the middle is intercepted, and Alexis Marcos will drive and score the bucket. It's 13-2. Roten double teamed on the side and steps out of bounds before Bailey Connor tried to draw the charge there. Took a shoulder to the chin, it looked like.
Wow.
Lowry, there's a jumper. No good. Rebound by Avery Roten. Ooh, almost a walk.
Oh, we got to go to the ball.
It's almost like they're expecting somebody to be in a spot and they're not there. I know we do this in football. They're throwing to a spot instead of to the player, and the player's not there. Bears bring it down. Ooh, wide open in the lane. Uh-oh. Shot up. Out of bounds. I think even Scout Blue thought she'd been hit. Put up a long rainbow shot. Went out of bounds, and the Mountaineers trying to inbound, going to get tied up by Bailey Connor. And that's going to flip the ball back over to Pisgah now on the inbound. Score 13-2 with 3:50 to go here in the first. Lowry gets it in to Blue. Turn around, a little hook shot, won't go. Rebound Julia Wells. A great screen set there by Avery Roten. And a drive down. Wells layup won't go. Williamson with a rebound. Trying to work around there, letting them kind of go inside. Williamson lands good. That was a hard basket to get.
That was. She traveled all around that up under the basket right there.
Out on the wing now, Marcos. Up top to Connor. Lowry with it now on the point. Works left. And that kind of foul right there, that's Wells' second. She can ill afford to pick up those kind of fouls.
And team four.
Kylie Leonard will check out. Lauren Ballou now in the game. Bears will inbound. Lowry picks up her dribble. They'll swing it left to Ballou. Bounce pass inside. Connor, turn around off the left side of the lane. Won't go. Kendall with the rebound. She's going to try to bring it down herself. Now, Forbes couldn't handle the pass. Little bounce pass went kind of more to Vesper's left. And turnover back to Pisgah. Lowry brings it down right side, Ballou. Looks on the cut inside. They'll kick it back out. Bailey Connor head fake, drives, puts it up. Reverse layup won't go. Gets tied up and going to be okay.
Oh, that's on.
That's going to go on Connor. Bailey Connor. Thought they were going to call it on Avery Roten.
I did too for a second.
Only the second team foul for Pisgah. Wells goes around the sideline and get called stepping out from the official on the far end. 13-4. Pisgah still in the lead. Lady Mountaineers have certainly picked up the pace defensively a little bit here in the last couple of minutes. Still, though, 13-4. Bailey Connor dribbles into the arc, kicks it back out. Gets it to Marcos. Now Connor tried to pass it to Lowry. Missed. Marcos able to pick it up. Lowry kicks it back and drives and it's good. And they try to get it in to Schick in the game now for Tuscola. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Bailey Connor. Wells inbound to Schick. Julia now going to drive. Goes in between two Pisgah defenders. Williamson left elbow. Tried to hit the pass down to Forbes, and it got tangled up and stolen away. I believe it had been better off Kendall to go ahead and take that jumper.
I agree.
Spin move. Going to be a walk now as Lowry drives to the basket. Kendall had an open shot, but tried to pass it down low to Vesper Forbes, and there was a bear cut right in front, and the ball got loose and eventually rolled away into a Pisgah hands.
Well, when Kendall went to pass it, we also had Julie and Vesper almost in the same spot, too. So
somebody was somewhere where they shouldn't have been. Inbound, a little high to Wells. And Marcos dove in trying to get the steal, and Wells basically ran over her.
And that's
going to be her third.
Team fifth.
So that should send. Player control. Someday they'll need to get Scotty up here and explain that to me. Inbound now, right side. Macy Devlin with the ball and going to get, whoa, we got an illegal screen inside on Chandler Lowry. And that'll turn it over. Third foul on Pisgah, 15-4. Sugar Bears with the lead. Roten gets it in the middle to Williamson. Kendall about to get quadruple team. Ball tip, trying to get it to Horton. There's a long pass tipped by Roten, but the Bears able to maintain possession to hit Marcos low. Won't go. Rebound spin move by Scout Ballou is good over Avery Roten.
And that will be Avery's second foul.
We're going to run out of players. At this pace. Blues free throw, no good. Kicks out to Marcos. The jumper in the lane won't go. Roten, long pass. Nah. It's just this not going to work.
Can't telegraph it.
Forbes. Actually, that's not Forbes. 24 for
Lexi Mendez.
Lexi Mendez trying to get a steal in the backcourt and going to get a walk on Pisgah. Things getting a little sloppy here on both sides now. Jade Cody will check back in for Tuscola in place of Pisgah, excuse me. Place of Chandler Lowry. Inbound to Schick. Going to get double teamed to corner. She'll push it up the floor. Goes to the middle. Works right. Pass, tip. Tried to hit Williamson, and they're stolen again. Turnovers are killing us. Right side. Cody going around Williamson. Spins in the lane. Little underhand scoop shot. Won't go. Williamson got a hand on it. Schick. And Marcos just run all into Schick. No call on the loose ball. But Schick come down with it. Went up with a shot. Williamson couldn't get it to go. Blocked by Cody. And then Cody will step out of bounds as she tried to drive up the floor.
Action getting a little heavy right here now.
Sutton having a discussion with Mr. Lance about that collision there by Marcos with no call on the loose ball. Inbound, Schick will take the jumper.
There we go.
For two. Gwyneth Schick. And Gwyneth's a freshman. Marcos, low block. Shot up, no good. She kicked it out. Cody up top. Devlin with the jumper won't go. Right in the hands of Gwyneth Schick and runs into her own teammate. She'll get it across midcourt. 18 seconds. Need to hold here. Schick underneath the basket, spins, puts it up, won't go. Rolled off the rim. 9 seconds. Marcos looks. Gets it to Scout Ballou. They'll kick it back to Marcos. She'll bank it in for three. At the buzzer, Sugar Bears take a 20-6 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you back from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio varsity girls action. Pisgah up right now 20-6 as we get ready to start the second quarter. And Branson, gotta hope the girls settle down here a little bit. Those passes just, they're not got a hope of getting into the hands of a teammate here.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they can shorten that pass up, it's going to be a whole lot better for them right there. They're just making, it's almost like half quarter passes.
And on the inbound, Tuscola had possession to get into Roten, but it's stolen away. Lowry to Kylie Leonard, now back in the game.
There we go.
And then the ball stolen away by Kendall Williamson in the lane. Kendall going to bring it down herself, picks up her dribble, and just another high looping pass. And two on one against Williamson, the layup no good. Rebound, Samantha Horton hits Wells. Wells against Kylie Leonard, lays it in and good. Got to hustle back. Pisgah going to push the ball up the floor. Lowry going to drive, and I'm afraid somebody didn't have position. White, 21. That's going on Vesper Forbes.
That'll be her first, team first here in the second.
I was a little concerned because Pisgah was pushing it pretty hard, and four of the five Lady Mountaineers were not, they were still looking down court as they were running. I don't think they were aware the ball was coming back at them that fast. First free throw by Lowry's good. Second one's on the way. 22-8. Wells to Roten. About to get double teamed at midcourt. Roten will get it across. Now back. Bounce pass over to Wells. Right wing. Going to drive into the lane. Little low baseline pass. Get down to Williamson. Good. That's what they needed was to shorten that passing lane down. It's 22-10. Lowry to Connor. Now Macy Devlin layup. Tries to lay it in on a drive in the lane. No good. Rebound Williamson. And got to have a little more urgency about bringing the ball up because Pisgah's not going to stop.
No, they're going to stay in your face the whole time.
Roten. Another little contact there from Bailey Connor. Roten going to trying to hand it off to Samantha Horton. And a lot of contact out there. And Samantha, ball's tipped out of bounds by Jade Cody. Coach Mr. Lance over there ready to inbound the ball, and Pisgah calls a timeout, I believe. With 6:29 to go, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
So I got to say, right there, those short passes. I mean, it also looked like, you know, when Julia, you know, looks like she's going to pass it off to Vesper. She went right with it. I mean, a lot of the times this first half, we've been telegraphing where we're going.
Looking where we're going to throw, yeah. Actually, that ball out of bounds by Tuscola, so Pisgah will bring it up. Lowry working right. Over to Jade Cody, left wing. Screen set high by Kylie Leonard. Cody going to drive the lane and lay it in. Ooh, Roten and Lowry collide at midcourt. They get it into Schick. Picks up her dribble. Ooh, tough pass in the lane. Williamson able to come out with it. Saves it. Gets it to Schick. Schick got to keep moving. They're coming out on her. To Wells. High post now. Williamson goes up and over Leonard. Won't go. Out of bounds.
I think Wentz got to know they're going to be on her just like.
Pisgah not giving Tuscola any opportunity to set their feet here. Bears get it in now. Devlin to Leonard on the cut. Good. 26-10. And Wells trying to hit Roten. I don't think Roten was expecting it.
No, Roten seen it at the last second, and it was too late at that point.
So another steal by Pisgah and another basket. They get it across to Schick. She drives, puts up a shot. Oh. Won't go, and a whistle.
Call that on Macy Devlin.
Schick in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Gwyneth a little excited there. Missed the first one. Of course, your first Pisgah game ever.
Yeah.
As a freshman. Fortunately, it's at home. So missed the first one, got the second. It's 28-11, 5:20 to go here in the second quarter, and a high arcing shot by Macy Devlin is good. 30-11. Trying to hit Williamson. Out on the wing, Roten will take the jumper. Too strong. Williamson got a hand on it, couldn't come down with it. Kylie Leonard with a rebound for Pisgah. Lowry will handle the ball, brings it up, thought about pulling up. Now Cody on the wing, left side. He'll swing right. High post. Cody, 16-footer, won't go. Rebound, Schick. Go ahead and push it, get out of the way. Oh, Cody too long and too quick, trying to hit Wells on that pass. And, Cody will tip it out of bounds. Scout Blue in the game, Alexis Marcos. Subbing in for Pisgah. Mountaineers get it inbound. Now the wing, Roten. Got to work around Leonard. Ooh, high pass out, Wells. Schick, corner, got an opening. If she kicks it out, Wells. Shuffle steps, goes in. Forbes with a rebound, won't go, but she's fouled down low.
That's going to send Vesper to the line, and these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Vesper Forbes with the left-handed free throw. First one no good, and I thought Wells was going to take that three.
I did too.
She looked and then had space, so she dribbled on inside the arc there and put up a two. Forbes on the second free throw is good. Pisgah still leads 30-12, 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Lowry brings it down for Pisgah. Working right, kicks it out up top. Kylie Leonard with it now, out on the wing. Bailey Connor going to drive, put up a shot, won't go. Her and Williamson will tangle down low, and Williamson slings her to the ground.
And who are they going to call? They call on 1-4, so it has to be Scout Blue.
And got the student section woke up. Yeah. Inside Williamson. Oh, just intercepted. Tried to hit Forbes on the backdoor cut. Stolen by Scout Blue. She'll feed it out to Lowry. Shot up no good. We're going to get a tangle down low on a loose ball. And
is that going to stay with Pisgah?
I think that's going to stay with Pisgah. Mountaineers started the quarter. They actually have not had that many jump balls tonight. That's surprising. On the inbound to Marcos out up top. They'll swing it over to Scout Blue. Now Lowry on the point. Right side, Marcos looking to drive on Schick. Schick cuts her off. They go low down to Lowry. Working on Wells. Can't find anything. Up top, Marcos ball fake drives. Ball's loose. Picked up by Lowry. Kylie Leonard on the dump off. She'll drive. Shot no good. Altered by Forbes. Ball's loose. Picked up by Schick. Trying to get it. And going to be dribbled out of bounds. Williamson wisely held back. But she thought about reaching for it. Chandler Lowry was driving in front of her. So she just let Chandler take it on out of bounds.
Good job right there, because we didn't need another one. Another turnover like that. I mean,
a little surprised. Pisgah's kind of caught off that press. They try to get in high to Williamson. She's getting double-teamed in that lane. It's just not there.
I mean, it's a mismatch between Vesper and whoever she's at right there. Underway. It looks like it's Bailey Connor.
It's getting it to her.
Yeah.
I think they might. Wells and Marcos going to balls loose. Marcos dove, couldn't come up with it. Wells will bring it up, drives the lane, put up a shot, hangs on the rim and goes.
Good shot right there by Julia.
30-14. 2:34 to go till the half. They hit Lauren Ballou on the drive low. She's tied up by Schick. She'll able to kick it out to Marcos. Lacey Devlin with it now. They'll go over right side. Scout Ballou tried to drive baseline, got cut off. Lauren Ballou tried
there
to drive in the lane, and Forbes cut her off. Outlet to Wells. Wells going to go, and she's going to get fouled by Macy Devlin. And Wells drawing those fouls
right
as she drives to the basket will help the Mountaineers loosen this up a little bit.
Yeah, it should. And this free throw is going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
All over the place and finally rolls in. It was backboard, rolled the rim.
I've not seen one take its time like that. That was pretty wild.
Walk the rope like the mass superstar.
That's right.
Maybe this one will be a little easier on the blood pressure. There we go. Wells, second free throw good. It's 30-16. Coming up on 2 minutes to go until the half. Marcos on the right wing. Hits Bailey Connor on, or I'm sorry, Scout Ballou on the cut. And the basket's good. 32-16, still doubled up. They hit Schick. About to get tied up by Ballou in the lane.
There we go. Yeah, you're right. We had only two jump balls at that, but both of them had gone to Pisgah. So right now, this one going to Tuscola.
And that was Lauren Ballou. Wells to inbound baseline. Under two to play here in the first half.
Get in.
Gonna run out of time. And a 5 second count.
Got to get that ball in.
Bounce it off somebody's leg.
Yeah.
And I know Julia knows how to do that because we've seen her do it before. Macy Devlin on the wing with the ball. Up high to Marcos. They hit Devlin on the cut low. It's no good, but she's fouled. And Jade Cody will get up to check in for Pisgah. That foul on number 14 for Tuscola. That's Avery Root, and I believe her third. Have a delay.
Okay, I was getting ready to say we're just.
Devlin's first free throw, no good. Cuddy will check in for Marcos for Pisgah. Of course, Tuscola cheerleaders out of town tonight. So we don't have that.
Yeah, don't have either
level of noise. I guess they're both. The cheerleading competition got delayed due to a fire at the Raleigh Civic Center. And Wells tried to steal the inbound, and it's knocked back out of bounds again. So they had to find an alternate location. And I think it's in Concord, North Carolina. So if you don't hear the cheerleaders in the background, that's why. Neither squad here tonight. Chandler Lowry with it now. She'll kick it out to Cody. Ballou trying to post up down low over 23, that's Amelia Deal in the game now for the first time for Tuscola. Out in the corner, Jake Cody going to be way short. Rebound, Deal, and basically thrust it into the arms of Avery Roten. And Avery tried to bounce it off Lowry out of bounds and missed. Stolen by Cody. Cody's hook shot, no good. Rebound, Schick. Got a push. She's got some girls running the floor with her. Going to go, drive, put it, banks it in.
Good confident shot right there by Schick.
32-18. Pisgah still in the lead. Lowry going to take the three. Won't go way off. And got boxed out in the middle of next week by Wells. And now she wants to walk over and have a discussion with the official who, according to Sergeant Schultz, saw nothing. Inbounds, 39 seconds and counting. Mountaineers with a chance to cut into the lead.
Got to get help. Get her help.
Getting trapped. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout. That'll be their third here with just under 32 seconds to play, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service, and that's one of the situations you got to go over here and help your teammate out.
Yeah, you've got to get over there real quick because when they're getting double-teamed like that, you've got to get over there and give a little help, and especially being right there at the half-court line too. So
yeah, that's kind of an extra defender for them. And you got to think, Schick gives them a little bit of a lift.
She does.
Kind of took her a while to get on track. But.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, she's a freshman. So, you know, sometimes it takes – sometimes freshmen, it takes them a couple of years. But, I mean, getting thrust into an environment like this, she has no other choice.
Down here's getting inbounds. Roten on the left wing. Williamson posted low on wing to Schick. Wells working the point. Reach in and draws the foul. Still only the that is the fifth team foul. I think they put the number up on the wrong side the first time. Forbes gonna
She hadn't checked.
Can't commit. Well, you can't command until after the first shot, I think.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576 and ask for Terrell at WPTL.
Yeah, now Forbes is allowed in. Wells hits the first free throw. 32-19, 18 seconds to go, and misses the second. Rebound by Williamson. Turn around, put up a shot from the baseline. Got partially blocked, picked up by Lowry. Lowry will outlet down in the corner to Devlin. To Cody. Lowry, they'll swing it left to Ballou. Shot, won't go, rolls out. Forbes with the rebound, probably just needs to.
Look up.
Wells going to take the shot from midcourt, but would have been too late anyway, but that thing went off the stanchion, so wasn't going to. A little high. So as we go to the halftime break, Pisgah up 32-19. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola's.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And Branson, 32-19, Mountaineers made a run here late in the second quarter to cut in to that Pisgah lead and starting to show some improvement.
Yeah, they've done a really good job considering how that first quarter started. But, you know, like you said, a late run right there. Gwen Schick stepping up, making a couple of good shots right there. And Julia getting hot right there from the free throw line, too, hitting what she needed to. So, good job by the Mountaineers.
So, of course, boys out here warming up right now at halftime of the girls' game. And, of course, boys' game will be next. We'll have that for you after this one is over in about 10 minutes after it finishes. Of course, as we mentioned, Tuscola did not play during the break. Over the holiday, their last game was on the 29th of December. They lost to Smoky Mountain 60-35 until they came back Monday And this was a bit of a schedule change that we found out about late. But the game at Brevard got moved to Monday night, and they had a win over Brevard 59-38, but then had to turn around and go to Franklin the very next night. So that's pretty tough.
That is
Brevard
tough.
And Franklin road trips back-to-back. And they lost 50-22 to Franklin. And of course, Franklin, the second-place team in the conference. So tough game, tough place to go play.
Well, you know, you come off of, you know, they had a work day Monday. So they had to come in for that and then get up, go to school, have to start their second semester Tuesday, and then hit the road to go to Franklin. So, yeah, you know, that's pretty tough.
Well, the leading scorer for Tuscola, of course, right now is Julia Wells. She's averaging 13.4 points per game. Kendall Williamson, 8.5. And Vesper Forbes, the third leading scorer for Tuscola right now, averaging 7.3 points per game. Kendall Williamson is our leading rebounder as of the start of the second half of the season with 8.7 rebounds per game. But Forbes right behind her with 7.7. And Braden Monday coming by, and saw he's got some good news, I believe.
Right, yeah, congratulations to him and his fiancée.
And, of course, Braden, the track coach here at Tuscola and assistant football coach. So I guess they're getting ready for spring season here pretty soon. I know I talked to Zach Shepherd. Baseball, I think, starts next Monday, he said.
Yeah, they're starting their workouts. Of course, tryouts won't start until I think around February the 14th, right around Valentine's Day. So they'll have workouts for that. And, of course, softball will be kicking up all the spring. Of course, Braden may be doing winter track as well. I'm not sure.
I can't remember if they've got a different staff for that or not. Of course, winter track is going on, or what some people facetiously call indoor track.
Right.
The only indoor meet that we ever ran when my son was doing it was when we finally went to, like, JBL or JDL? One of them is a headset, and
yeah,
one of them is a track, but over in Winston-Salem. But there is a new facility now down in Tryon that Danny Williamson's been telling me about over at the
Equestrian Center.
I believe, open now, and they're really high on that facility. So if you've got anybody involved in winter track and they're down there running, go down there and check it out, because I hear it's a really nice facility.
Yeah, I know we did. We had a meet down there because I saw on the schedule where they were scheduled to go down there. So that great facility, you know, not just that. So.
Well, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder of the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737, and Branson Race with the first half scoring for Tuscola.
All right, leading the way right now so far for Tuscola is Kendall Williamson with six. Julia Wells chipping in with seven. Got Gwyneth Schick with five right now. And Vesper Forbes won from the free throw line. So good job by those ladies. And, you know, those three baskets for Kendall were hard. They were she was right there under the basket having to drive in and throwing them up and going in. And, of course, like we said, Gwen Schick stepping up tonight. First big Tuscola Pizzi game for her and her high school career. And, you know, a lot of memories being made right there. Couple of good driving in and baskets, and of course, like I said, from the free throw line.
This news coming out of Charlotte: David Tepper, owner of the Panthers, has fired six executives.
Oh wow!
Before they've even played their first playoff game. This is per sources. In addition, the chief venue officer and the general counsel Vice President of Technology and Vice President of Ticket Sales were all let go. And then two lower-level officials were also part of the house cleaning. Team spokesman confirmed that the chief venue officer and the general counsel, which is a fancy word for their lawyer, have both left, and they were thanked for their service, basically. Ah. So things, Panthers still a little less than 24 hours away from playing in the first round of the NFL playoffs and already missing some front office staff. So things not gotten any better down there in Pantherland.
Yeah, and of course, sounds like the whole carousel of coaches going on right now in the NFL has been kind of crazy within itself. So,
well, the Dolphins does not look like initially it looked pretty strong that Harbaugh would be headed to Miami, but they just announced today hiring of the new general manager, and it sounds like that that's not going to happen now. So now it seems like Harbaugh's name's coming up with the Giants quite a bit, which that wouldn't be a bad place to land.
I'll be honest,
some talent out there.
I'll be honest with you. I would love to see him end up at Tennessee at the Titans.
I don't know that he would want to go to the Titans.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. The Ravens had sort of tanked a little bit when he showed up, you know, 18 years ago. And he did a good job turning them around. And I'm really honestly surprised they did let him go.
I think it was kind of that same situation they had, you know, Andy Reid with Philadelphia some time back where, you know, you've been there so long that people begin to think that maybe your message isn't quite getting through and stale, as I think the word they like to use.
Well, the other thing is if Loop hits that field goal, is Tomlin gone today? You know, that's somebody was losing their job Sunday night.
Well, we're back to action here at Tuscola Girls Basketball in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, and the inbound by Tuscola to Avery Roten on the baseline is good. 32-21. Mountaineers cutting into that lead. Cody drives the lane, spins, picks up her dribble, kicks it back out to Bailey Connor. Up top now, Cody. Motion offense still coming around for Pisgah. Now Lowry on the wing. They try to go low down to Kylie Leonard, working on Forbes, cut off, kicks it back out. Bailey Connor, head fake, going to drive the lane, shot too strong. Rebound, Kendall Williamson, and got to watch it as Pisgah ain't changing.
That's a good job by Kendall, feeling her presence and moving around.
She
like
wanted
that.
To kind of just take her time bringing it down, and Bailey Connor wasn't going to let her. Forbes, I'm sorry, that's Roten, drive, shot, no good. Follow Samantha Horton, couldn't get it to go, tipped it back, couldn't come down with it. Rebound by Devlin. She'll drive. Underhand shot, no good.
And they're going to call a jump ball right there. And that's, let's see, that's going to go towards Pisgah. Pisgah ball here on this.
Sorry about that.
Inbound.
Inbound to Cody. Spin move, underhanded shot, and goes in. Just kind of laid it up there like a platter and up and over Kendall Williams, 34-21. Pisgah maintains a lead. Wells, Roten from the right corner. Won't go too strong. Wells, thought she was going to get it in. But
I did too.
Kylie Leonard will come down with a rebound. They get it on the wing to Cody, left side. Ooh, cross-court pass. Bailey Connor going to drive, missed the layup. Gets it to Wells. Wells going to push it down the floor, spins. Tried to get it to Forbes, and it's going to be a kick ball violation against Pisgah. I don't know how she figured that one was going to go. Wells looking to get it inbound from the baseline to Horton. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by what I thought was Kylie Leonard, but apparently they're claiming it went off Horton afterward.
I don't know about that. That was.
Lowry will bring it down to the left. Over to Connor. Devlin, about lost the handle on it. Horton guarding her up high. Out on the wing to Leonard. She's going to drive, kicks it out. Bailey Connor going to take the three. Won't go. Rebound, Wells. Good box out by the Lady Mountaineers. Wells going to bring it down. One on three. Tried to lay it in. Won't go. Forbes trying to get it. And a steal down low by Horton. Ball's loose. Roten trying to get it. And when she came out with it, Cody came up with it. Long pass down to Kylie Leonard. Couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. That was a lot of work just to bring the ball all the way back down.
I know.
For Tuscola, but rare turnover by the Bears there.
Looks like Pisgah's pulled back on that full court press as well.
Up by 13, which. And Roten going to get tied up between two defenders. And jump ball. That's going to stay with Tuscola. So going to inbound right there in front of the bench to Williamson, to Forbes. And Forbes, I think Kendall was trying to lead Forbes towards the basket, and Forbes kind of remained stationary there. Three-point shot from top of the key by the Bears. No good. Rebound Leonard. Won't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Lowry, and she'll dribble back out of traffic. Bears will reset. Cody on the left wing with the ball. Devlin cuts. They'll go back up top. Bailey Connor. Now Devlin. Lowry going to take the three. Won't go.
Got it.
Williamson just kind of held back and was like, let Forbes take it, and Forbes was just trying to box out. And Wells.
Be deflected.
And it wasn't.
Was it not? Oh, nope. I thought it was deflected there for a second.
Wells tried to hit Horton and just pass went the wrong way. Lowry going to work to the left. Cody, they'll swing it right side. Devlin. Lowry on the cut. Now Bailey Connor. They'll swing it over up top. Leonard. Now they'll hit Devlin low. Back up. Left elbow. Lowry jumper. No good. Rebound Kendall Williamson. And Pisgah going a little cold on the jumper there, Branson.
And Tuscola taking advantage of it. Getting back up the court, though.
Schick about to lose it there in the lane. Forbes wide open.
There we
go. Banks it in. 34-23. Closest Tuscola's been since early in the game. Trying to hit Leonard, put a shoulder in Forbes, and able to get some room and kind of stop the bleeding temporarily for Pisgah. 36-23. Schick. Lowry, and that's tough out there, senior on a freshman, trying to hit Williamson. Ball's loose. Williamson on the floor, going to get tied up, and I believe the arrow goes to Pisgah on this one.
That's going to Tuscola. Right.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Pisgah. I think there's seven.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Marcos
okay.
In the game for Pisgah, as is Scout Blue. And so two subs. Kylie Leonard trying to set a screen high. Now she'll shuffle low. Marcos on the right side to Leonard. Swings it left. Scout Balloon back up top. Connor, right side, Leonard. Scout Balloon with the cut. Tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. Wells got a hand on it. It was tipped from behind and tried to get the save, and I'm not so sure that it wouldn't have been the Mountaineers' ball anyway. And we're going to get a stoppage as Wells needs to tie a shoe. So Lowry to inbound baseline. Goes way out to Marcos. Drives. Goes around two Mountaineers. Misses the shot. Williamson got a hand on it. Scout Blue comes down with it. Put up a shot, and she's fouled by Avery Roten, and I believe that's four.
That is number four on her team first. That's crazy. We've gone more than half this quarter, and that's the first foul.
3:02 to go exactly here in the third. Pisgah not exactly hitting those free throws tonight. Lauren Ballou in the game. Kylie Leonard will come out. Second one, no good. Rebound Forbes. Gets it to Roten. To Schick. Schick. Cross court now over to Julia Wells. I get it across midcourt. Wells working right side. Lost the handle. Stolen away by Marcos. And we got a whistle And that's a good call. Bailey Connor cut in front of Schick and screened her off. That was a moving screen trying to prevent Connor or Schick from going after Marcos on the left defensively. And that's an excellent call by the trail official there. Inbound to Schick, to Wells, to Roten, working left side. About to get trapped midcourt. Marcos going to step in front and draw the foul. And they're putting the fouls up on the wrong side. Wells, reverse layup, won't go. Follow. Rebounded by Ballou. Feeds Bailey Connor. Shot, won't go. Marco's trying to rebound inside. There'll be a foul.
And it won't be on Vesper Forbes. First, second.
They're going to have to go third. Back and look at the fouls because that should be the second team foul on Tuscola. Who's running the clock tonight? A foul on Forbes.
Oh, it will be only Vesper's second.
Well, and they, on that last foul by Connor, they put it up as on Tuscola. Missed free throw, no good. Rebounded by Williamson. They'll outlet to Schick. Gets it across midcourt. Schick picked up her dribble and got hung up. Shuffled that foot a little bit. This quarter has flown.
It really has. And now, now we've had a few fouls, but that was up to that point. That's what it was.
I think they're trying to fix them now because all of a sudden Pisgah just picked up another one. Now it's 3-2. Turnaround shot. And Scout Ballou and Vesper Forbes tangle down low. Wells in the corner going to take the jumper just inside the arc for two. 36. 25, minute 47 to go here in the third. Clock's running. Alexis Marcos with the ball. Gets it to Lowry. High post entry. Pass up Devlin. Shot no good. It'll go out of bounds. Official started to point. Red ball. But it's white. Roten. Pisgah going to pressure the inbound now. Schick going to just take off. Hits Williamson in the middle. Low down to Horton. Missed the shot. Gets her own rebound. Turn around. Won't go. Williamson with a rebound. Baseline trying to work. And that pass trying to force it in low to Horton. Wasn't going to work. Ball stolen. Marco shot blocked by Gwyneth Schick. Wells with a rebound. She'll drive. Won't go. Missed the layup. Two opportunities there, lost by Tuscola in transition. Ballou pulls up, takes the jumper, rolls it in. We go under a minute to play in the third. Wells, no position, needs to go, no pressure. Now they're going to pick her up as she crosses midcourt, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Mountaineers with Horton had two looks at it herself. We could have had another 4 points there.
Right.
That cuts the lead to 9 if we get that. On the inbound, Wells going to drive, puts a shot up, and a blocking call going to be called. And Wells is just driving it in.
And that's what's in her free throw line. And this shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Wells' first free throw, no good. That has not helped us tonight either. Second one on the way, rolls and in. 38-26, 45 seconds and counting to go here in the third. Jade Cody back in the game now, over on the left side to Scout Ballou. Now Devlin. On the wing, Cody looking to go in the lane. Spins, kicks it out. Macy Devlin with the ball now on the wing. Cross court, Ballou. Right wing, Ballou. Now Marcos up top. Cody going to drive on Wells. A shoulder went in and probably going to get fouled. I believe that's going to go on Samantha Horton. Nope. Going to call it on Julia.
Wow.
Samantha got a little paw at her as she drove into the lane. I thought they were going to get Samantha with it.
Probably needed to be honest with you, because that's Julia's fourth foul, team third.
And Cody will miss the free throw.
You know, that's the other thing. Jade Cody's not had a night like what she
has. No, not like she can. That's for sure. She eat us up outside down there last year.
Missed both.
Horton, and it'll go off of Jade Cody. Horton was the first one to pull her hand back. Inbound to Wells. 10 seconds. Got to get it across. Screen set by Williamson. In the corner, Roten, 6. Student saying the ball stolen by Ballou. Gets it to Devlin. Can't get a shot off before the buzzer. As we go to the fourth quarter, Pisgah leads 38-26. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese, as we get ready to go to the fourth quarter. Girls basketball action. Tuscola keeps chipping away, down by 12. Had a chance to cut it to 9 here with about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter and just couldn't convert. But Pisgah shooting starting to drop off a little bit too.
Yeah, you think about, like you said, Sam Horton, those 4 points that we could have had, you know, to cut it even closer. So I have it under 10 points right now.
Mountaineers will start with possession here in the fourth quarter. They get it into Schick. Schick going to get tied up at midcourt. The jump ball will go to Pisgah. Got to move. You can't stand there with it. They'll reach in and take it away from you. On the inbound now to Lowry. Right side, Devlin. Kylie Leonard sets the screen high. Ball tipped by Horton. They get it to Cody anyway. She'll pull up inside the arc, take the jumper. It's short. Williamson with the rebound. Outlet to Wells. She and Horton running the floor. To Horton. Got too far into the basket. Blocked by Devlin. Horton should have just took it on in.
Yeah.
She shuffled a little there as she got the ball, and it took her away from the rim. Out of bounds. Inbound to Wells from Roten. Oh. Jumper by Horton, no good. Rebounded by Roten. To Ball. The ball's tipped out of bounds, trying to hit Wells in the corner. So the ball will stay with Tuscola.
Need to get some points right here.
Ooh, that was inbound. Ooh, heck of a screen set by Roten. Wells drives baseline, misses a shot.
There
Williamson
we go.
Follows. Lead is cut to 10. 7:14 to go. Devlin to Cody. Thinks about it. Won't do it. Down the left side, Bailey Connor. To Devlin. Over to Cody. Nobody on her. On the cut. Connor in the lane. Shot goes good. Got it around Roten. Schick gets it across. Tried to go in the corner, intercepted by Kylie Leonard. Cody.
Ooh, that's close to the middle.
That was a walk. Leonard, baseline, pass to Lowry, good. And Bears starting to pick the tempo back up here a little bit. Schick, they get it across. They hit Horton. Ooh, almost walked. Ball stolen.
Pocketed.
Cody with it. Going to go up. Underhanded. Just tried to throw it up over Wells. No good. Rebound Williamson. Mountaineers got to get a basket here. 6:14 to go and counting. Tuscola had cut the lead to 10. In the corner, Wells will take the shot. Won't go. Williamson, rebound. Going to put it up herself. Couldn't get it to go. Sheehan.
That should be a walk.
Sheehan and Lowry going to go for the ball, and the arrow should go to Tuscola. Wells missed the jumper, stayed out there. Williamson got the rebound. Wells clapped to get the ball back, and Kendall's like, nah, I'm going to take this one myself.
This was giving Tuscola every opportunity to stay in this game. They got to take it.
Roten in the corner, got to do something. Going to get a five, got to dribble, get moved, do something, lays it, it won't go. Forbes follow, banks it in, high it goes. Lead is 12, 42-30. Bailey Connor, reverse layup. She got Forbes off her feet. And a good move there by Bailey Connor. On the inbound, Wells, the ball's loose. Picked up, they'll feed Lowry. She'll pull it back, dump it off. Macy Devlin, the shot up, won't go, and a foul on Gwyneth Schick.
Let's see here. Yeah, they are going to call that on Gwyneth. That will be Gwyneth's first, team first here in the fourth. That's going to send Macy Devlin to the line here to shoot. First one's good. Makes it 46-30.
Devlin second on the way is good. 46-30. Mountaineers turnover starting to plague again. They cut it to 10 and now the lead back to 16. Wells drives baseline and going to get pushed by Leonard.
Got to get it in.
Inbound, Forbes shot blocked. That's Kylie Hunter with blocked shot on Forbes. Bears will get it down. Cross court. Cody in the corner. Bailey Connor, air ball. But it went over the head of Forbes. We're going to get a tie-up between Roten and Kylie Leonard on the rebound.
And Booth from Seth Fisker.
Inbound, Cody.
Wow.
Just collapsed. Wells down to the floor. Of course, Julia trying to draw the charge. No call either way, which for Wells was probably the best option. And the turnover to Tuscola. Schick in the corner to Roten. Avery. Thinking about baseline, lost the handle, picked up. Ooh, got to be careful. Bumped into Leonard after the loss of the ball. Lowry going to pull up. Free throw line won't go. Rebound Schick. And going the wrong way here. Gwyneth looking to bring it down, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Bailey Connor. Mountaineers will keep the basketball here. Inbound and at midcourt. Forbes trying to set a screen, and Coach Hussett going to take a timeout with 4:28 to go there, fourth, I believe. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Well, the Mountaineers cut that lead to 10 here early in the fourth, but a few turnovers and very quickly Bears push that lead back out to 16.
Yeah, Pisgah doing a good job of getting their taking advantage of those turnovers and making them into points right there to give them that 16-point lead. But I tell you, I've been impressed with Gwyneth Schick because she, as the season has progressed from what we've seen the games early before Christmas and now, she's starting to look like she's feeling her way through this being on the varsity team and doing a good job. And it looks like they're, you know, they've got confidence in her hand on the ball, bringing it up and passing it, you know. But the problem is it's just not her. I mean, there's a lot of them. You can't, you know, put those high-arcing passes out there. You know, they've got to be crisp passes just so we don't get them, you know, intercepted and turn, have it turn over to points.
And this score coming to us from Boone. Watauga and A.C. Reynolds tied at 85 in the second overtime. Wells on the inbound, goes baseline, tried to pass it over to Forbes. We're going to get a kick ball on Pisgah. Wells inbound, tried to force it in there to Avery Roten, dribbles out of traffic, but turnaround jumper is no good. Leonard will lose the ball as she drives baseline to Roten. Out it to Schick. Schick banks it in. 3:53 to play. Mountaineers down by 14. And Lowry down low with a basket. They get it out to Bailey Connor. Drives the lane too hard. Kylie Leonard with the putback, and it's good. 50-32. Wells drives baseline and going to get dribbled out of bounds. Inbound, yeah. Wells, the jumper going to be short. And you got to figure they're getting pretty tired out there at this point. And Wells going to intercept the pass coming down the court. Going to go up, ball blocked from behind, and she's fouled by, I believe that's going to be Macy Devlin.
You are correct right there.
Number 10.
That'll be Macy Devlin's third foul.
And if you're interested in going to Fayetteville next year for football, Harold's Christian Academy, looking for three games. Three open dates. They want to play a 1A or 2A school or a Division II NCISAA opponent. Well, they're looking for two games. They got three dates available. Wells, free throw is good, 50-34. Jade Cody dribbles behind the screen set by Leonard. Going to drive. Connor lays it in. .55 to go. Wells gets it across midcourt. Drives, shot, no good, but she's fouled.
Looked like Lowry had grabbed her arm and almost turned her around, but no call. That's going to send Julia Wells to the line, and these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Looks like Franklin's and North Henderson tonight. No scores available.
Wells misses her first free throw.
Swain and Robbinsville postponed till Saturday, January 24th. And a timeout. Free throw is good. And that's going to be Tuscola's timeout, a full minute. And that should be their last with 2:19 to go.
And Wells' free throw makes it a 52-35 game. 2:19 left.
Justin Reinhart playing around with my playlist.
Well, you know, when I hear that, I'm thinking, oh, is that our music coming?
have we mashed a button that we shouldn't have mashed?
Because there's a good chance it could have happened.
Yes, it could. Yes.
Of course, with the game from Monday night, we won't be on the air Tuesday night this next week.
Correct. That had some shuffling going on of the schedule. And the Dario trip coming up a week from today.
Excited about that next Friday.
We're pretty simple creatures when it comes right down to it.
I try to explain it at work. I'm like, listen, there's a bar we order right here, and the food, and then right over here they've got an ice cream bar. And I'm like, ooh, and they're like, is it that good? And I'm like, I wouldn't be telling you if it wasn't that good.
Inbound now for Pisgah. Mountaineers going to put a little pressure here in the backcourt. Wells and Williamson will retreat now as we get across midcourt with 2:10 to go. Connor to Ballou, out on the wing to the other Ballou. The jumper no good. Scout Ballou with a rebound, puts up a shot, won't go. Lauren Ballou will come down with a rebound. Ballou, jumper, won't go. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds by Bailey Connor.
They're going to
call the foul on Bailey Connor. Went over the back of Avery Roten and she knocked the ball out.
That'll be her fourth foul.
A minute 50 to go. I don't think we're hurt too bad. Down by 17. Schick gets it across to Wells. Cross court. Roten pulls up. Takes the jumper. Rim. Won't go, but she's fouled.
But that will send her to the line.
Going to shoot two.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576 and ask for Terrell at WPTL.
And Jaden Ballou now going to get up. So substitute for Bailey Connor. Actually, that was her fifth personal foul, so she has fouled out of the game. So Jaden Ballou now in the game. So all of the Ballou kids have now seen the floor tonight for Pisgah. Roden's second free throw good. Cuts the lead to 15, minute 39, and we're going to get a whistle in the backcourt on Avery Roten, and that may be five for her.
And
so we get the dreaded buzzer of doom, and so the official is going to come over to confirm the foul out.
And it looks like they're going to bring in Lexi Mendez for Avery.
So Mendez, a junior. And Julia Wells with a little bit of conversation. Wells now going to, gets the tip on the inbound, and it'll go back to Pisgah. So Mountaineers going to put some pressure here now on the inbound play. Scout Ballou looking to get it in. Gives it to Chandler Lowry, working on Wells. Lowry goes to her left now. She crosses, and we're going to get a foul on Julia Wells, cutting her off. Almost looked for a second there like Lowry may have walked, but I think she had a little help from a hip check.
And that'll be four. Five.
That's going to be five on Julia. So, Roten. And now Wells both fouling out for Tuscola. Well,
bring Sam Horton in for her.
So Sam Horton will check in. Lowry, high arcing pass on the inbound to Ballou. The jumper won't go. Williamson gets her hand on the ball. Trying to hit Forbes to Mendez. Now Schick. Schick works right. Loses it out of bounds. May have had some help.
I believe Ballou stuck her hand in there and knocked it out.
Tuscola will keep the basketball on the inbound now. And trying to hit Forbes, Schick saves it, but puts it right in the hands of Scout Ballou. Lowry going to bring it down. Works left. Dumps it off. Ballou, the jumper, right elbow won't go. Forbes and Marcos both dive for the ball and last off of Alexis Marcos. So the Mountaineers will retain the ball with 50 seconds to go here in the game. Williamson trying to drive in the lane. Ball's on the floor. Trying to finally we get a jump ball call. And the arrow stays with Tuscola with 44 seconds remaining. Schick looking to get it inbound to Williamson. Banks it in and good. 52-39. Lowry going to drive the layup, no good. Lowry wanted a foul, wasn't going to get it. 31.6 to go. I think they're wanting it over at this point.
I believe you are correct.
These striped fellas. Inbound to Blue. Jumper won't go. Kicks out to Marcos. She'll pull it back. Now Lowry. Blue going to set a screen high. Horton will fight through it. Lowry, there was a carry. Out on the right side to Blue. The jumper's good. That's Jaden Blue. 12 seconds and counting. Schick going to bring it down for Tuscola. This will be the last basket. 8 seconds and counting. Schick trying to hit Mendez low. Put up a hook shot. Won't go. Followed by Williamson. Rolls it in. And that'll do it. 54-41. Pisgah Bears with the win tonight at Tuscola. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll have more on the Hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese. Just finished girls basketball action. Pisgah winning 54-41. We'll have boys basketball action here in about 8 minutes. Pisgah boys now being coached by Ben Rodarmer. He is a Pisgah alum. Currently 9-4, 2-2 in the Mountain Eight Conference. They're led by Mason Putnam, averaging 16.3 points per game. He's also third in rebounding with 4.5. And he also leads the team in assists with 6.2, which is kind of a rare occasion when you've got the leading scorer and the leading assister in the game. Maddox Wright coming in leading, or he's second with 14 points per game. He's also the leading rebounder with 6.8. And then Micah Devlin, another senior, will round out the scoring and rebounding for Pisgah. Branson, we were talking about Ben Roadarmer coming in. Now, Ben's a Pisgah alum. He's coached at Madison. He's coached at Irwin. He's coached football. He's coached basketball. And coming back here after Jonathan Whitson leaving after about a 10-year stint as the Pisgah coach. And, of course, we were talking earlier in the girls' game. But I don't – Brandon Holloway doesn't seem old enough to me to have coached 23 years at Pisgah, but he has. So – some of these guys have been around a while, and you kind of get used to seeing them. Of course, we see a name on the Pisgah roster with the last name of Kruk. You got to wonder what's coming up through the pipeline for Pisgah. That's Campbell Kruk, a sophomore. Of course, Pisgah coming back with Micah Devlin, Maddox Wright, Ari Blankenship, Mason Putnam as their primary seniors that we've seen for quite some time. They've also got about a half a dozen on the squad. They beat West Henderson Tuesday night 53-46. That's the shocking thing. West Henderson's now 0-3 in the Mountain Eight Conference. So
yeah, and you know, the crazy thing about that is Tuscola getting their first win, first conference win, and first win of the season against West, you know, right there before Christmas. And it was an exciting game going into overtime. So you know, maybe the feels a little level, you know, from, you know.
Well, and we talked earlier about Henderson, you know, basketball in Henderson County has been pretty strong. All four programs have had, of course, West Henderson, I think, kind of peaked first and perhaps maybe starting to kind of show a downward turn a little bit win-wise. But, of course, North Henderson played them and we played we've not played East yet. We go to East next week.
Smokies.
We've seen two of the three Henderson County schools in the conference, so we'll go to East next Friday. And then we end up playing East. That's our final home game, and that'll be senior night here at Tuscola here in about 6 weeks. But Tuscola currently now 2-12. They're 1-4 in the conference with that win, as we talked about, over West Henderson. They went 1-2 over the Christmas break holiday. They played in a tournament at North Henderson and beat a private school to get their second win of the season. They lost to Brevard Monday night, 64-56, and then had to turn around and travel to first place Franklin and lost that game 89-44 on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Gavin Chouinard still the leading scorer, averaging just a little over 20 points per game. Bryce Ferguson coming in with 14.7 points per game, and Strickland rounds out the scoring, averaging 8.8 points per game. Jet Bartley, leading rebounder with 9. But a surprise, Anthony Massey coming on all of a sudden. He's averaging about 5.5 rebounds per game in second place.
Right, and, you know, he started, he showed up against that West Henderson game. I thought he played more and was more of a presence against, like you said, against West Henderson. So doing a good job, you know, getting his – you know, getting quality time, getting, like you said, getting those 5 rebounds, you know, averaging a game. So,
well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have boys basketball action for you right after this.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man, to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Branson, looking back, the last Tuscola victory over Pisgah Boys was back during the 2019-2020 season. On December 3rd, Tuscola won here 71-63 in overtime. And got to hope that the Mountaineers can produce tonight, keep this game close, and challenge Pisgah a little bit here. They don't quite have the roster they've had the last couple of years. Putnam is a factor, but
right.
They've lost a lot of offense off that team.
Yeah, it's crazy you think back, because that was right before COVID hit and everything. So it's been a while since we beat Pisgah. We're way overdue. It's just like the girls are going to have to play. I think the boys are going to have to play a flawless game. They're not going to have to get. They can't get frustrated. They've got to keep passing the ball. And you know, here's the thing: Shinar's going to have to get hot. You know, and somebody else is going to have to step up too, because you know he's going to start drawing a double team. So somebody's got to be ready to get open.
And Jet Bartley, averaging 9 rebounds per game. Jet has improved greatly from over last year. He had a tendency to grab a bunch of fouls early and get in foul trouble and spend most of the game on the bench. He has improved that. He is contributing much more. And I know Coach Messer has hoped that perhaps maybe he will chip in a little more on the scoring side of things. So we've got starting lineups getting ready to be announced. Starting for Pisgah tonight will be Maddox Wright, Nick Messer, and the strange part about this one is Nick Messer is the son of Tuscola basketball coach Nathan Messer.
Yeah, so
Isaiah Mintz. And Campbell Kruk, the sophomore, starting tonight. And then finally, number 32, Mason Putnam. So I talked to Coach Messer's wife, and, of course, Dominic was with him before the game, and I said, now, how does this work? And Coach Messer's wife, well, I'm rooting for Nick, but she said, you see, she said, I'm wearing Tuscola gear.
Well, and that's good, because I believe she works over in the Buncombe County school system, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she transferred over there.
Yeah,
starting tonight for Tuscola will be Gavin Chenard, Stonewall Strickland, Anthony Massey, Bryce Ferguson, and Jet Bartley. Jet having to fight his way through the throng of teammates to get to the floor. It looks like Maddox Wright will step into the center jump circle for Pisgah. Jet Bartley starting in at the center position for Tuscola. And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And Bartley can't control the tap. It'll wind up in the hands of Isaiah Mintz of Pisgah. Right side, Nick Messer. He'll hand it off to Maddox Wright in the corner. Dribbles towards the lane. Going to kick it out. Jumper by Kruk. No good. Rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Bryce going to start to push it. Now going to hold up. Gets it across midcourt. Chenard, left side over Strickland. Right side, Bartley. Tuscola moving the ball pretty good here. Strickland into the lane. Jump step. Lays it in.
Ah. Good start.
Stonewall Strickland with the first basket. Mountaineers up 2-0. They'll go back in the corner now to right. That looks to be where they want to start their set. Putnam on the point. Picks up his dribble, crosses it over to Kruk. Back to Putnam. Going to drive the lane. Lost the ball. Bumped off of Jet Bartley. He'll pick it up in the lane. And Chouinard, ooh, tried to hit Strickland, and Maddox Wright able to run over and tip it out of bounds. Mountaineers making some good defensive effort here. Don't need to make a mistake and put it right back in their hands. Ferguson, inbound. He'll go all the way in the backcourt to Chouinard. Chouinard will bring it across. He'll be picked up by Isaiah Mintz. Massey, into the lane.
Ah.
Oh, and it's stolen away by Kruk. Kruk going to drive and lay it in, and we're tied at two. Bryce Ferguson motions for Bartley to come up to screen. Ferguson working right, kicks it out. Strickland into the lane, lost the handle, able to pick it back up, trying to get it across, and got Ferguson off his feet, and he steps out of bounds. If he had held up about one more second, Chouinard was going to be open. Bears get it across. Putnam swings it left to Messer. Matt Wright in the lane. He'll kick it back out. He's cut off by Bartley. Long jumper. No good. Tipped. Wright will come back down with it. He'll kick it back out to Putnam. Messer's three-point shot was no good. Kruk. Cross-court pass. Nick Messer for three. Bounces it in. 5-2. Bears with the lead. 5:50 to go here. First quarter. Ferguson to Chouinard. Chouinard works right. Pulls up. Takes the jumper. Good.
There we go.
And it's like you said, Chouinard needs to come out hot.
Got to come out hot, especially this senior night or your last
Bear home. Game at home. Left side, Messer. You're going to have to get out there on him a little tighter. Try to go inside to Mintz. He'll kick it back out. The baseline runner by Kruk is good. And that's 4 points for Kruk. The sophomore. Strickland kicks it out. Bartley going to take the three. Oh. Won't go. Tipped back by Strickland to Massey. Chouinard, top of the key.
There we go.
For three. We're tied at 7 with 5 minutes to go in the first. Left side. Ball tip. Stolen away. Chouinard in the lane. He'll push. One on three. Strickland pulls up. Takes the jumper. Won't go. Rattled in and out. Rebound. Long outlet to Putnam. Cut off by Ferguson. Tippled on the baseline and no call. And a pass over to Kruk is good. 9-7, Pisgah with the lead. Massey, not sure what was going on there. He got to falling backwards and tried to pass it backwards to Chouinard. Chouinard picks it up to Massey, to Ferguson. There we go. The tractor.
Boom!
For three.
Boom!
10-9, Tuscola with the lead. 4:04 to go in the first. I've been waiting for Massey Ferguson. Putnam to Messer, right wing, air ball. Bryce Ferguson will bring it down for Tuscola. He motions for Bartley to come up to set the screen. Works left off the screen, into the lane, the runner, whoa. That should make it 12-9. 3:37 here in the first. Putnam, Nick Messer on the point. Left side, Kruk, back to Messer. Right side, Putnam. Left side, Kruk. Works left. They go baseline. Mintz picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Kruk, the jumper for three, banks it in. Tied at 12. This one's hot and heavy, Branson.
Yeah, this one's a good back-and-forth heavyweight match right here.
Chouinard to Strickland. Getting a little physical there and tried to hit Bartley, and he lost the hand. Oh, Bartley, that was not going to be a good foul. And ball blocked on the lay-in, and they're going to call a foul on Stonewall Strickland, and that was all ball.
Wow. That'd be Stonewall's first.
Bartley about picked up a bad one on the transition there after the steal. He tried to dive in for the ball, and the guy was just too quick and got away from him. So Putnam missed way off on the first one. Camden Robinson will check in for Pisgah. And thought they subbed somebody else in here. But I guess it was just Robinson. Because Kruk and Mintz are still out here in the backcourt. Missed both. Rebound by Bartley. Still tied at 12. Under three to play in the first. Ferguson to Chouinard. Over to, that's Lawner in the game. Gets it out to Strickland. Ferguson picks up, shot up, no call, got hammered. Still tied at 12, 2:30 to go in the first. Kruk over in the corner to Putnam. Now Robinson with it, they'll dish it off. Putnam back to Robinson, drives baseline. Up in the air, dumps it off. Maddox right, left hook, won't go. Fod to follow his shot.
Oh.
Able to bounce it off the leg of Gavin Chouinard out of bounds.
Well, Gavin right there in no man's land when it come down, standing, had his foot in out of bounds territory.
Isaiah Morris will check in for Isaiah Mintz for Pisgah. Putting him on the inbound, Kruk works right. Dribbles out of it. Morris over on the left side. Mason Putnam for three. 15-12. Pisgah back with the lead. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Strickland. And not real sure. Strickland, it was expecting Bartley to cut to the pass, and Bartley just kind of stood there in the corner. So a turnover by the Mountaineers. Morris on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. High pass over to Kruk. Putnam on the point to Morris. Looks inside. Back to Putnam. Putnam dribbles right side. They go down to Robinson on the baseline. Now they'll kick it across to Kruk for three. Pisgah pushes the lead out to six. 18-12. Minute 26 to go. Mountaineers need a basket. Cool this off. Chouinard to Ferguson. Spins in the lane. Partially blocked by Wright.
Looked like he got him in the arm.
Kruk bringing it down. Dumps it off. Going to get blocked.
Oh, my God.
We got a whistle. And we got over and, stepped out of bounds after he got the basketball. Blocked shot. And the ball touched him out of bounds. Which is probably the best thing that could have happened because I was afraid we were about to get a foul. Inbound, Kruk for three. Got to get out there on him. That's two in a row, 21-12. We hit a minute to go in the first quarter, and there is your Neil Peart reference for the night. Chouinard in the lane. Up and over about three bears, and the basket's good. 21-14. Putnam on the point. Right side, Morris. Morris, head fake, picks up his dribble, gives it to Putnam. He'll drive the lane, splits. Lawner and Bartley, and the basket's good. Bear lead now out to 10. 20 seconds and counting. Mountaineers would do well to just sit on this one right here and get the last basket. Lawner going to pull up, off-balance jumper, no good, and nobody there for a rebound. Going to give Pisgah one more shot. And Kruk from the right side won't go. Ferguson will come down. Got to get a ball off if he's going to shoot. It's knocked out of bounds with 0.2 seconds. And this one's going to be hard to pull off. Ferguson to inbound. I mean, I don't know that you got enough time to get a shot off. Pisgah wanting to sub, and an official had given the ball to Ferguson. So Micah Devlin in the game.
Like you'd have to throw it up. There we go.
There we go. Bartley couldn't get it to go. Oh, it hung on the rim.
Man, that's a good try.
It was a good idea, and it almost worked as the Mountaineers go into the second quarter down 24-14. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to go to the second quarter. They've made an adjustment to the score. When we went away, it was 24-14. We come back, it's 23-14. Pisgah's still with the lead, but now up by 9 instead of 10. So I guess all in all, that correction to our benefit.
Yeah, good first quarter by the guys right there. That first probably, 4 minutes of the game, that was exciting. It's back and forth, back and forth.
That's it's probably as exciting a first quarter as we've had in a while. And that inbound play to Bartley almost worked.
Yeah,
I know you say, you know, it's only close counts in hand grenades and horseshoes, but, man, that's a play to look for later.
Right.
Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. Cross-court pass after the inbound by Tuscola, and it'll stay with Tuscola as they are working right to left here in the second quarter. Lawner to Chouinard. Going to pull up, take the jumper for three, and that's way off. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout going to be called here by Tuscola with 7:44. And I think Coach Messer having a chat with Chouinard about that kind of shot in that situation. Of course, Tuscola does not, Coach Messer doesn't want this to get
out of hand,
lead
yeah.
any further out, because Tuscola had made a good run there till Kruk got hot and hit two threes in a row. And Tuscola, at the same time, kind of cooled off.
I'm enjoying the student section ESPN desk tonight.
It's kind of been a staple here for a while. On the inbound, they get it out on the left side. Nick Messer's shot won't go. Rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Looking to go in the lane and put up a shot, some contact, off a bear. Ferguson looking for a foul there, wouldn't get it. They're letting him play.
And luckily it goes back to us.
Ferguson inbound, Strickland, he's open.
Ah,
a little too strong. Rebound by Maddox Wright. He'll feed to Messer, he'll get it across on the left wing. Gets it to Micah Devlin, who stays in the game here in the second quarter. Putnam picks up his dribble, left side. Right, head fake, gets Bartley off his feet. Drives, contact, no whistle. Rebound by Bartley. He'll out it to Chouinard. He'll pull up right elbow for two.
Good shot.
23-16. Pisgah still in the lead. Screen set high by Devlin. They get it over to Nick Messer, top of the key. He'll feed it over on the right side. Maddox right looking, doesn't see anything he likes. Now he'll hand off to Putnam. Putnam going to dribble to the baseline. The jumper over Bartley's good. 25-16, lead back to 9 for Pisgah. Strickland goes by Putnam, picks up his dribble to Bartley. Chouinard, left corner, no good. Follows his shot. He'll go, hook shot, tried to put it up over right. Got sort of off balance, missed the shot. On the left side, the shot by Putnam, no good. Rebound, Bartley. Outlet to Chouinard. Left side, Lawner steps in the arc, puts the little runner in, won't go.
Oh, my goodness.
Use that backboard. It's your friend. Putnam gets around Bartley as he crosses midcourt. Spins out. Maddox Wright really wanted to take it. They go low to Mintz. Back out. Jumper by Wright. No good. Rebound Stonewall Strickland. Chouinard going to push it now. Right side. And we got contact as Chouinard works the right side of the lane. Going to keep it on the floor. Going to be contact by Isaiah Mintz. And that foul will be his first, team first, here in the second quarter. Devlin will check out for Pisgah. Bartley will come out for Tuscola. Anthony Massey back in the game for Tuscola. Inbound to Chouinard, to Lawner. Works in the corner. Massey, head fake, dribbles around. The jumper won't go. Lawner tried to get a rebound and picked up by Kruk. Campbell Kruk going to pull up his dribble in the lane, looking for an outlet to Putnam. Spin move. Works baseline around Anthony Massey, and the basket's good. And Pisgah lead back now at 11. Ferguson. Right side. Lawner takes the jumper for three. Won't go. Rebound Maddox Wright. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Interesting pace we've had in this game so far. Both teams willing to run the floor. Putnam goes in around. Ferguson missed the layup. Ball's loose. Messer gets a hand on it. Able to finally pull it in. Out to Kruk. Oh. Gets Strickland off his feet. He'll dribble in the lane. The jumper won't go. And this game's been pretty physical.
It has. Stonewall real close to getting a foul right there.
Chouinard, and we got contact. Chouinard kind of went into Mintz there. And
that's going to send Gavin to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
A little shoulder dip thing that Nate Bradford used to do.
Right.
Some of these guys have learned. They've watched. And Chouinard will miss the first free throw. 14, Cannon Robinson going to check in. Isaiah Mintz will come out. That was Mintz's second foul. Bartley going to get back in.
I was talking to James Lawner's dad, if I'm not mistaken. I believe he's going out for hand surgery next week. So this could be his last game, because I know they were, I think, kind of thinking there was going to be a game Tuesday. Of course, it, like I said, it got changed.
Coach Messer and Mr. Lance having a discussion, and they part as friends as Mr. Lance is laughing, which is what you always want an official to do, as long as he's not laughing at you. Free throw is good. 27-17, 4:20 to go, but halftime, and Wright going to go in and drive, and the basket's good. Count it, and a foul on Bartley. Coach Messer over there explaining to Jet just exactly what it was that he did. On the substitution, Strickland now in for Chouinard. Maddox Wright to the line for the and one, and now Mr. Lance gets a chance to come over and talk much more closely with Coach Messer. And the free throw's good. It's 30-17, and this lead's starting to get a little longer for Pisgah. Right side, Strickland. Into the lane. Off balance, tried to roll it in. Massey tried to follow with a rebound, and we got a whistle down low. It's going to go on number 21. That is Nick Messer.
And that will send Anthony Massey to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576, and that's Terrell at WPTL.
If you look at Nick Messer and you look at Coach Messer, there's absolutely no family resemblance whatsoever.
Right.
Actually, Nick is almost a spitting younger image of his dad. Massey's second free throw is good. Makes both of them. 30-19. Leads cut to 11. 4 minutes to go here, and the ball's loose. Went off the foot of Kruk. He's able to pick it back up. Lawner on him pretty tight. Gets him into the corner. Now we're going to get a double team. Bartley will come over to help. They kick it out to Wright. They go low. Strickland going to jump, get off his feet and bump into Camden Robinson there on the baseline.
Not bad by Stonewall, but like I said, when he got off his feet, he was right there over top of Cam. Cam just went down and went across his back.
Drew the foul, so he'll shoot two, and he'll miss the first one. Shinar going to check back in for Strickland. That's Strickland's second foul. Second free throw is good. 31-19, leads back to 12. 3:45 to go to the half. Massey to Shinard. He'll pull up the left elbow short. Rebound by Wright. Outlet to Kruk. Kruk working right side. Going to be contact as they come down the court between Launer and Campbell Kruk. That's first foul on James Launer. Third team foul on Tuscola. Isaiah Morris will check in for Nick Messer for Pisgah. Inbound to Putnam. Putnam will pull it back. Now he works right. Hands off to Kruk. Over to Robinson. Left side, Morris looking. Nothing there. Putnam back up top of the key. Works right. Dishes off to Maddox right. They'll give it to Putnam. Putnam now in the lane, tries to spin, kicks it out. Maddox right, jumper for three. At the three-minute mark, 34-19. Mountaineers haven't been able to get a basket here lately. Massey, Launer, the jumper for three.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Pisgah lead still 12. Morris, they'll swing it in the corner right. Back out to Morris. Cameron Robinson trying to post up high. To Kruk in the corner. He's cut off by Shinard. Wright with it out there on the wing now. Bartley looking at him. Wright looking to move in. He got Bartley off his feet. Ball's blocked, but got him with the body.
Calling that on Anthony Massey.
Thought they were going to get Jet with that one.
Abby Anthony's first. Team fourth. Yeah, I did too there for a minute because the way that he went up right there.
Well, they got Jet off his feet, and that's something the Mountaineers got to work on here. They're falling for that head fake.
Foul shot was good. Makes it 36-22 with 2:16 left here in the second quarter.
Bears going to put some pressure on. They get it to Bartley across midcourt. Launer's wide open, and he'll take the three. No good. Bartley got to be careful. Went up for that rebound and almost got tied up with Wright as they came down. Putting him into the lane. He'll dish off. Morris, the jumper, no good. Too strong. Shinard going to bring it down. Puts up a shot, got Morris off of him. Launer came up with a rebound. It's tipped and went off Launer. And he disagrees. Pisgah lead is 14. Minute 42 to go till the half. Putnam to Morris. Top of the key. Hands off to Putnam. Putnam points Kruk left, working on Shinard, and we're going to get a whistle. And a Shinard called with a push there. I've seen much worse tonight than that. That didn't get called.
Well, that'll be his first, team fifth.
So that'll send Campbell Kruk to the line for Tuscola. I'm sorry, Pisgah. Nick Messer back in the game for Pisgah in place of Camden Robinson. And Pisgah keeps pushing his lead out just a little more. Now 38-22. Inbound Chouinard to Bartley. Dumps off. Massey going to take the three. No good. The Mountaineers going cold. Wright drives down and lays it in. Up and over two Mountaineers. Putnam will steal the inbound, and he's going to get tied up with Lawner. You'd think we just knocked the Berlin Wall down there.
Yeah. That's the thing about James, though. If he gets a turnover, he's always known to come back and try to get something out of frustration. He's got to calm down.
Putting him to the line. Lawner's second foul, and Putnam misses his first free throw. Segment on the way is good. 41-22. Ferguson gets it in. Elijah Hampton in the game now. They'll for Tuscola. And we're going to whistle and contact as Bryce Ferguson tried to go up with a shot. Foul going to be called on Campbell Crook. On the inbound. And Ferguson just snuck in on the give and go on the inbound. 41-24, under a minute to play. Here in the first half, Crook working on a screen by Morris. Nick Messer with the ball on the point. Now to Putnam, right wing. Wright going to set the screen. Putnam will go back up top. To right, baseline. Morris looks to drive, kicks it out. Wright going to take the three, won't go. And Massey comes down with a rebound and a reach-in foul by Nick Messer.
Should send us to the line.
Anthony Massey wasting no time to get to the free throw line.
Oh, we're getting down there quick. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Are you looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
29.8 seconds to go here in the first half. Bears are up 41-24. Anthony Massey on the line. First one's good. Second one on the way. Rolls in and good. 41-26. Morris will bring it down for Pisgah. Gets it to Wright on the point. Hands off to Putnam. They'll go back to Morris. Dishes out. Putnam trying to feed number 11 down low. That's Caleb Miller in for the first time tonight, and a cross-court pass will go out of bounds. seconds to go. Chouinard's going to let the ball roll in. Try to save some time. Bartley, Chouinard trying to hit Bartley. Turnaround jumper. Jet won't go. Rebound Maddox right. He'll sling it up in the heating vent.
Yeah.
And I thought that would have stopped the clock, but apparently it didn't. So we'll take a break as we go to the half. It's Pisgah 41, Tuscola 26.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio, and it's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. That's Papertown Equipment Rental. It's also time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Gwyneth Schick. If you're looking for a safe place to store your Christmas gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. It's conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Gwyneth, freshman, first Pisgah game ever in your life?
Yeah.
You came in and gave the Lady Mountaineers a real spark tonight. 7 points. Let's talk about what was your feeling when you got out there on the floor?
I was just thinking I need to beat this team. But we got really close. I thought we did way better than
you did. Got the lead cut to 10, made a real run at them. Probably one of the best efforts we've seen in a while against them. And they got a lot of senior leadership out there. They're starting five. Well, four of the five are seniors.
Yeah.
So pretty strong team and shows, I think, some progress with the girls program here at Tuscola. So how did y'all prepare for the Pisgah game? Were you nervous or what? Just kind of matter of fact, this is what it is? How did that go?
Yeah, I was super nervous because it was my first Pisgah versus Tuscola game, and there's so many people. I think we played super good as a team together. Everybody had to be, like, calm because we were super nervous, all the freshmen that are on the varsity team. But, yeah.
So the bench is admittedly kind of thin. You're kind of doing double duty. You're having to play JVs and then pick up some on the varsity. So what's that like? Do you try to kind of save yourself a little bit in the JV game, or you just go all out and hope it'll just work out?
Yeah, it kind of depends, but I usually try to save my energy for the varsity game. But, yeah.
So I guess I know in my conversation with Coach Sutton in the preseason, y'all kind of knew this was how it was going to be. So what did you do to prepare yourself before the season ever started? Did you work more on conditioning, a lot of running? What did you do?
Yeah, I practiced running and then, like, shooting because I'm not really too good at shooting yet. But I don't know.
You kind of got it in there.
Yeah.
And the thing I admire about you, and I don't know if you remember Trent Turner that played here a few years ago for the boys, and now he's playing baseball at Western Carolina. But
nice.
Trent, when he was a freshman, one of the first things we noted – And it happened early because we used to play Pisgah when we were not in the same conference. We ended up having to play them a little earlier before Christmas, actually. And one of the things we first noticed about Trent, he was the smallest guy out there, but he was not afraid to stick his nose down there in the lane amongst a bunch of really big bears. So,
yeah.
And that kind of looked to me like don't have a lot of fear there in the lane. How's that work for you?
I don't know. I feel like if I get the rebound and I get in there, like, it'll help my team. So I just try as best as I can.
So looking ahead, you know, got to keep the season. You know, we're still over 500 right now, so we got a chance to maybe improve our position in the conference. Looking ahead now, we go on the road next week. We got to go to East Henderson. That's a game that's been really close the past few years. What can we see from East Henderson next week?
I don't know, like, I feel like we should play like we did today because today our team was really good. So I hope that we play like this.
Biggest thing I think we noticed early, a lot of turnovers early. I think we tried to force the ball a little too inside too much.
Yeah, I think we were just really
nervous. Gotta kind of get past that that and concentrate on and keeping the ball in our possession and things should work out pretty well for us. Well, that's Gwyneth Schick, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll have more here on the Hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier. From floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison Branson Race back with you. Halftime of Tuscola Pisgah. Bears up 41-26. And Branson, Mountaineers made a good run there. Got a lead briefly and just kind of went cold. And Pisgah took advantage of that.
Yeah, great first quarter by the Mountaineers. Like I said, it was one of those deals back and forth, up and down the court. Second quarter looks like we got a little cold right there. But my thing was, I was thinking if we could keep it under 10, 8 or 9 points, I think that would bode well for us later in the game. We still come out third quarter, get hot, and draw it back in. But I noticed it seems like when we keep it within 10, it's like we're like, we got a chance here.
The mentality is, hey, we're in this thing. Of course, down by 15 right now. And, of course, you mentioned earlier keys to the game. Chouinard needed to be hot. He did. Got started off hot, but then kind of cooled off a little bit. Strickland, Stonewall, I thought maybe he was going to have a hot hand there for a while, but he got a little bit of foul trouble, picked up two there in the first half. So we'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll give you the scoring stats here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
All right.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison Branson Reese coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, and we got a halftime score. Halftime score. Franklin was up on North Henderson 32-20. And said Franklin has bottled up North Henderson's offense with a 1-3-1 zone, which was my favorite zone we ran at Western Carolina. And so, of course, North Henderson, the second place team right now. So, big win if Franklin can pull this out. 419, the last score we've got, 419 left in the third quarter. Franklin's up now 44-27, so starting to extend a little bit. And Franklin looking to be the class of the conference this year. And, of course, doing really well in girls and boys. I think they're in second place right now in the girls.
In the girls, yeah. And, of course, I think they're being led by Coach Josh Brooks' daughter over there in the girls.
Wife or daughter?
Did I say wife? I meant
you
daughter.
Said daughter.
Yeah, daughter.
I got a kid that old?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I think she was
I know Becca, she coached volleyball at one time.
Right.
I didn't realize they had a child that old.
Yeah.
We were just talking about earlier about it. We're getting old. That's just a sign of it right there when people you've known and known to be young for a long time or their kids are actually teaching and coaching them. So it looks like we're going to cut halftime a little short here with 32 seconds left on the clock. It'll have to be reset. Looks like the Bears will start with possession. I wish our scoreboard had the arrow on it.
I do too.
Some of the schools we go to do. And the Bears will inbound. That's Isaiah Mintz. Gets it in to Mason Putt. Hands it off Crook. Pisgah now going to move motion. They hit Maddox right low. He tried to do a reverse layup. No good. Strickland with a rebound for Tuscola. So Pisgah coming out here in the second half, kind of running a motion offense around the edge of the arc there instead of kind of a set cutting offense. Pisgah got a steal down on our end and brought it down, missed the layup. So Tuscola back with the ball on our offensive zone. Strickland out to Bartley. He's going to take the jumper.
Nice.
And it's just two, but Good to see Jet getting in the scoring column. Putnam, right side. To right. Now back over to Putnam. He'll work baseline, cut off by Ferguson. Tried to dump it in low to, in the lane to Mintz, and he couldn't handle it. Now we're going to get a backcourt violation as the ball gets away from Nick Messer. So Putnam scalded one there in the lane, and it was too low, and Isaiah Mintz couldn't handle it, and that created the turnover. Early in the third, Mountaineers down 41-28. Massey into the lane. He'll pull up. The 14-footer won't go.
Nice touch, just a little bit short right there.
Putnam with a rebound. Outlet to right. He'll get hammered by Jet Barton. What's the odds of us having two really good athletic players named Jet?
Oh, I know.
And I have to catch myself not saying Benson.
And the bad part is there's the other one was a Jed. So, I mean,
yeah,
Jed,
we had,
Jed,
yeah.
Yeah, it's close. I mean, they're all close right there.
Get us tongue-tied up here. Maddox Wright, first free throw is good.
Speaking of Jet Bartley, that will be his second foul. Team first here in the third.
Second one on the way. Rolls out. Rebound, Anthony Massey. 42-28. Shenard will bring it down for Tuscola. Ferguson, Strickland. Now here's moving the ball quickly also. Shenard going to get called with a double dribble. I see, what's the teacher, Presley? Mr. Presley?
Uh-huh.
Got his Packer gear on.
Oh, no, that's James Honor's daddy.
Oh, okay. I thought it
was. They look alike. You're very
they do
right.
Look a lot alike. Well, that's a really big playoff game, Bear Packer. Don't get to see that very often.
Especially a rivalry like that in the playoffs. And Jet drawing his third foul.
Need him to stick around a while. Right to the line. First one's good. Lawner will check in for Jet Bartley. Maddox Wright. Second one hits off the back plate and in. Ferguson brings it down. Left side, Shenard. Goes into the lane. Bumps into Kruk. Strickland swings it, corner, way Ooh. Off by Bryce Ferguson. Lawner still competing down here in the backcourt, trying to get a steal. Putnam will bring it across. Kicks it out, Kruk from the right corner, won't go, off the rim. Rebound Mintz, and I believe that's his first basket of the night. Shenard having trouble, gets it across. Ferguson, Strickland going to take the three, too strong. Anthony Massey with a rebound, feeds Shenard. Shenard shot blocked by Maddox Wright. Picked up by Massey. His jumper won't go. And Wright gets tangled up on the baseline and just slings it out of bounds. And he's lobbying for a tip by Shenard. And Coach Messer wants a timeout here at the 5:19 mark. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And Coach Messer had one official singled out to get to call that timeout. I'm like, there's two others out there, guys. We get the other one's attention.
Right. And then he let the let that one trailing official know about it.
It's 46-28, 5:19 to go here in the third. And Mountaineers really not been able to get anything going offensively here as we come out of halftime. Strickland to Chouinard. Hands off to Lawner. He'll work the right side of the lane to Massey. Hands off to Ferguson. Chouinard with the ball at the point. Ball tipped by Putnam. Almost some contact. Chouinard hits Lawner right.
Big
pulled out to help.
And that 3-point is sponsored by Forger Contractor.
And on the feed, on the outlet back down the court to Campbell Kruk. Should put it out to 50-31, I think, now. Kruk, spin move in the lane. Ball blocked from behind by Strickland and couldn't handle it, and Kruk's going to come down with it. And I don't believe they gave Pisgah 2 points just then. Putnam from the right corner won't go. Lawner almost went over the back of Mintz trying to get the rebound, and Chouinard will come down with it, feeds it to Strickland. Strickland in the lane, and not real sure who he's throwing to. Lawner comes down with it in the corner. Massey tried to bank it, wouldn't go. Strickland, good rebound, bent him almost backward. And Putnam going to pick it up off the floor. Putnam misses the layup. Wright misses the follow. And then finally, Nick Messer for the third follow. And we're going to get another timeout. And I believe we, and Strickland limping. He's tweaked an ankle. He's headed over to the trainer's room right away. And Coach Messer not happy with that last effort. That's two quick timeouts here in about a minute and a half. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. I'm still thinking that should be 52-31, not 50, but I've been wrong before.
Yeah, we'll keep it at that.
50-31 in the corner.
Boom, another
three. James Lawner, another three.
And that three-pointer is a sponsored by Porter Contractor.
50-34. The handoff to Kruk. Down to Mintz. Putnam goes into the lane. Cut off by Lawner. Kicks it out, and a bank three by number 14, Camden Robinson. For Pisgah. Chouinard pulls up his dribble, kicks it back out, and Lawner. Putnam hacks at the ball. Ferguson will pick it up. On the wing, Chouinard won't go. Putnam with a rebound for Pisgah. Lawner made some contact as Putnam went by. Putnam going to pull up, take the shot. It's short. Rebound, Massey working through two bears and just ran out of room. Wright will pick the ball up. They kick it out in the corner, miss the shot. Putnam went up. Ball's on the floor. Chouinard and Putnam going for it. And things getting a little... things getting a little squirrely. Putnam and Chouinard did the smart thing, though. Chouinard got out of there.
Yeah.
Because he dove in and went and got after the basketball, hustling really hard. But when it got wild, Chouinard made the smart move, and he walked out of it. And I don't know. They might want to hit the floor over there with a towel before we start play again.
Yeah, because there's a big spot over there.
I don't want what happened to Sophia last year to happen out here tonight. So, Mr. Lance having a conversation with Coach Messer. Actually, nothing was actually called, which works really out well for everybody. 53-34 is the score. Ferguson into the lane and look for things to tighten up a little bit on the whistle now. They don't want this to get away from them.
And called on, I believe, Mason. They call 32 or 42 right there.
There's not a 42 on
the
floor.
It has to be 30. There it is, 32.
Ferguson high out to Strickland on the inbound. That's Pisgah's first foul of the third quarter. Lawner going to take the three.
Boom!
Another one.
That three-point shot is sponsored by a Forger contractor.
Crook. And Lawner going to get called for the block as he stepped into the way of Campbell Crook as he drove. So Chouinard had come out for a break. He'll come back in for Lawner. Lawner, a little bit of a spark there. Still 16-point lead for the Bears. Mountaineers got to try to get over this hump. That's about the best we've been able to do here in the third. Wright missed the shot. Massey, another rebound to Strickland, working baseline on Putnam. Put up a shot. He got hammered. And
wow. That's going to send Stonewall to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Strickland to the line. The first one is good. Minute 59 to go here in the third. Strickland, second free throw, good. 53-39. Morris will get up off the bench for Pisgah. Putnam works left, gets cut off, ball tipped. Hayden Setzer in the game for Tuscola. In the corner, ball fake. And there's slip, and that's right there where that spot was. Crook. In the lane, Messer was wide open. May have been there a little too long. 55-39. Bryce Ferguson won't go. Long three-pointer. Minute 20 to play. Here in the third, 55-39. Lead is back to 16. Right with the ball. Truck. Gets around Setzer, drives, and banks it in. Minute to go here in the third. 57-39. Chouinard kicks it out. Setzer going to take the three. Won't go. And Strickland hustles in, tried to save it. It'll go out of bounds. Back to the Bears. Morris will check in for Campbell Crook for Pisgah. Nick Messer to inbound. Putnam gets it across midcourt. Clock's running with 42 seconds to go in the third. Maddox right on the right wing, working on Anthony Massey. Spin move, lost the handle as he went up.
And saying Anthony got a hand on it.
Inbounds. And Putnam drives baseline, missed the shot, followed. Nobody backed him out. 59-39, biggest lead of the night for Pisgah now with 20. Spin move, Chouinard in the lane. Put it up, he's fouled.
And that's going to be on Mr. Robinson. That's going to send Gavin to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTM. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTM at 648-3576.
Chouinard taking a couple of breaths there before the free throw, and it's good. Segment on the way is good. Left side, Maddox right. On the left wing, Putnam off the rim, won't go, tipped. Picked up by number four for Tuscola. That is Chase Perkins in the game, and the long shot by Strickland from the other side of midcourt. Out there at the volleyball line is no good, and it's 59-41 as we go to the break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Pisgah 59-41 with possession as we go to the fourth quarter. And Putnam with the ball. Gives it over to Maddox, right on the left wing. Now back to Putnam in the corner. Hands off, Campbell Crook, top of the key. Works left side of the lane. Puts it back out to right. They'll hit Mintz in the lane. He'll kick it back out. Nick Messer for three, and it's good. 62-41. Massey, Ferguson, Lawner. Drives, runner won't go. Ball's loose, picked up by Strickland, and got a little bump there.
Yeah, got a little bump, but I think it was out on Pisgah. It'll be Tuscola ball. Lawner needs to get hot like he did back in the third quarter right here in this fourth, sort of make a little run at it for Tuscola.
Inbound to Strickland. Long jumper, right Boom. Side, Gavin Chouinard.
That's three-pointer sponsored by Forger Contracting.
62-44. Played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Excuse me. Pisgah still moving the ball quickly around. Maddox Wright going to drive and with the dunk. Strickland. He'll bring it down, and Wright goes over his back. Gets called for the walk. And Wright goes over his back. I didn't know you were allowed to foul somebody just because they walk. Learned something tonight.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say.
Well, the Bears are up by 20. Putnam to Crook. Works around Lawner. Went to lay it in. Off the rim, no good. Chouinard with the rebound. Crook coming up from behind. Chouinard kicks it back. Tipped it over in the corner to Lawner. Strickland, top of the key. He'll drive, put it in, and the layup's good. Lead cut back to 18. 6:08 to go. Strickland and Chouinard going to pick up in the backcourt. Lawner comes up at midcourt. They'll hit Putnam, drives baseline, and hooks and goes around. And Strickland really would have liked to have seen him set his feet and try to draw the charge there. Massey, baseline, blocked from behind by there's the foul Maddox should have got.
Yes.
Maddox Wright, excuse me. That's not, Maddox is not his last name, it's his first name.
That's going to send Anthony Massey to the line, and this free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
as his first free throw rolls it in. So 66-48, 5:50 to go, and we're going to get a timeout call. And that's going to be a full timeout by Tuscola. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Wow. Okay, Watauga girls with the win tonight, 61-39 over Freedom. Also, this in the news, the North Buncombe High School going to name their softball field after Carolyn Pickens.
That's a big honor for her. I think it's next Friday night during the basketball game over they're going to do it. So
Bears inbound now to Putnam. In the corner, Maddox Wright. Cross-court pass. Strickland almost got a hand on it. Mintz comes up with it. Chouinard now trying to defend him from the other side. Maddox Wright now on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Kicks it out, Campbell Kruk. Bears looking to spread the floor, run some clock here. 5:17 and counting in the fourth, up by 22. Nick Messer hands it off. They get it over to Kruk. He'll drive baseline and got hung up and able to get it up and around Bartley. Lawner brings it down for the Mountaineers. Gets it over to Bartley. Chouinard going to take the three.
Boom.
And it's good.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And they get the ball down the court to Isaiah Mintz, and he'll lay it in for the Bears. Strickland to Chouinard. Another three. It's good.
Wow.
Chouinard getting hot. Wish we could have had that in the first quarter.
And that three-point shot also sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And Coach Rodarm, we're going to take a timeout here with 4:29 to go.
Got it in to sit within 16 right now. Kind of odd not having the cheerleaders here tonight, Charles,
yep.
But congratulations to them getting first place, I believe, on their game day performance earlier in the day. I know they had another performance late in the afternoon. Not exactly sure how they finished with it, but congratulations to that on that first place win tonight or today down in Charlotte, I believe.
Last score we've got from Franklin North Henderson. North Henderson had cut the lead to 9, 65-56 with 2:21 left in the game. That North. Now there's going to put pressure on the inbound. Mintz gets it in to Putnam. Going to be double teamed by Chouinard and Ferguson. Putnam will bring it across midcourt. Massey going to have to take it on all by himself. Putnam misses the layup as Massey tries to draw the charge and call with a block.
And that will be Anthony Massey's second foul, team first.
Putnam rolls the second one in. And Mears will bring it down. Strickland in the corner. Ball going to get picked by Mason Putnam. Spins, tries to go around. Chenard up and over, and it's good.
Stallone wasn't even looking at his head turn, and Mason grabbed it from him and went.
Strickland with it again in the corner. Goes into the lane, dumps it off, and a good baseline cut by Bryce Ferguson. Bears still up by 18 with 3:43 to go. Out to Maddox right on the wing. He'll drive baseline, tried to go up and over, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul, count the basket. And that's going to go on Chenard.
That'll be his second.
First free throw and only free throw is good. Jacob Troll, a senior, will check in for Pisgah in place of Isaiah Mintz. Down in the corner to Massey. Ferguson out to Chenard. Spins in the lane. Underhand won't go. Rebound Campbell Kruk. Left side, right. Dishes down low. Ball was slapped out of Putnam's hands by Ferguson. Pisgah able to keep the ball. Kruk spins, gets it down in the lane to Troll. And Ferguson going to dive. Good hustle. Comes up with the ball. Feeds it to Chenard. He tried to go around behind his back. Lost it and got called for the walk.
There we go. Ball got tangled up, and he looked like his uniform was trying to go behind the back.
And Coach Chambers down there cleaning off some sweatage with 3:01 to go. Side out by Pisgah. Nick Messer to Putnam. Putnam working on Jackson. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout as Putnam was trying to cross midcourt. And that's timeout's going to be called by Coach Roadarmer for Pisgah.
And this time out on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Bellwood. One great location with great customer service.
Well, the Mountaineers now have an open date on Tuesday, so we will not be on the air Tuesday night. We will join us again on Friday as we travel to East Henderson. It may be our most favorite road trip of the year.
It is. I will not lie. That is one of my favorites.
And you would go, what is so fascinating about Flat Rock?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. That end of Henderson County is starting to build up.
I noticed
there's a Sphinx now across the road from Dario. So lots
of growth on that stretch of road they built when they widened the back road into Hendersonville.
Of course, Borg Warner is building a smaller plant over there. Going to be breaking ground and building one over there on that same exit.
So a lot going on in East Flat Rock. And the alley-oop to Troll, no good by Putnam. Mountaineers come down with it. Strickland into the lane. Reverse layup won't go, but we got a whistle inside, and that foul is going to go on Mason Putnam.
That's going to send Stonewall to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
First free throw is good. Segment on the way. Rolls out. No good. Rebound. Maddox right. 2:35 to play here in the game. Bears up by 20. Kruk into the lane, spins, picks his dribble up. They go low to Troll. It's blocked partially. Stonewall Strickland comes down with a rebound. He's going to push it. And we're going to reach in by Putnam, I believe, as he crosses midcourt. Trail official got it. And I understand it's Pisgah Tuscola, but with 2:20 to go and up by 20, I would sort of hope we would kind of step off the gas pedal a little bit. And at nearly 9:30. So we can get to the football game. And looks like Coach Roadarmer getting ready to put some subs in. They hit Bartley in the lane. He'll kick it back out to Strickland. Right elbow shot. Won't go. Rebound Kruk. And a whistle. We got a timeout Pisgah, I think, just to get subs in.
And I think Coach Messer's getting a few guys in as well.
Chase Perkins now in the game. Elijah Hampton. Lawner back in. Strickland still out there and Jet Bartley. So all seniors now out for Tuscola. Number 34 in the game. Drives baseline and able to put a shot. That is Jace Creason, a senior. So Lawner over to Strickland. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Ari Blankenship. So both teams now with senior substitutes in the game. Bears up by 22, 79-57, minute 38 to go. And number 23, Jahal Patel, a sophomore, will check in for Strickland. Hampton trying to get it down in a corner to Lawner and must have dribbled it out of bounds.
I think the way that pass came in.
So they try to hit Creason again in the lane. It's stolen away by Patel. Lawner will bring it down for Tuscola. Into the lane. Goes up. Puts the shot. Went high. Tip. No good. Lawner trying to get a steal in transition here, and it'll go out of bounds. Minute 12 to go. Mountaineers keep possession here. Hampton, that's an ill-advised pass. Lawner able to come up with it. Pulls up, shot, no good, but he's fouled. And a foul on number 33. That is Jacob Trill.
That's going to send James Lawner to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTF. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTF at 648-3576.
And Lawner's first free throw short. Number 20 in the game for Tuscola. I believe that's one of our JV pull-ups.
Yeah, that would be Brennan Sutton.
Because I recognize him. I recognize the glasses from the JV game. But he's not on the roster.
That's going to put him to the line as well in this. Free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, call 648-3576 and talk to Terrell at WPTL.
This is the first one. Second one on the way, no good. Short, both off the front of the rim. Rebounded by number two, Micah Devlin. He'll bring it down for Pisgah. We go under a minute to play. 41, Alexander Wenzel in the game. He'll feed it over to Creason, top of the key. Troll back to Devlin. He'll go in the lane, put up the jumper, no good. Patel tried to save it, probably should have let it go.
as he stepped out of bounds. Down here is trying to get some more subs in. That's 24, Walker Rogers, a junior. Number 15, Harper Bishop, a junior. High inbound, the alley-oop shot control, and the jumper's good. 81-57. Chase Perkins. Ah, this is not a good pass. Ball's loose. Finally picked up by Creason. Long pass and going to be out of bounds back to the Mountaineers. Ball's coming down. Left side. That's Hampton going to lay it in. 81-59. 10 seconds to go. We got a whistle. 3.8 seconds. Going to be out of bounds to the Bears. Nope, got a foul. That's going to go on Elijah Hampton. So the Bears are going to try to inbound for one more score. Top of the key. And Ari Blankenship got Lawner off his feet and hits the three. And up two, and that'll finish it up. 83-59. Bears with a win.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding ever from a Tuscola player goes to James Lawner. If you're looking for a safe place to store your Christmas gift from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. James, first quarter, things were looking pretty good. We had a little bit of a lead, and then things just got kind of cold as ice. What was the feeling out there tonight in this rivalry game?
You know how it always is with Pisgah-Tuscola game. It's one of the biggest rivalries in North Carolina, and we came out, we wanted to win, obviously had a good quarter, and then things don't go our way, throw a few balls away, have a lot of turnovers, ends up a layup on the other end of the court. But I think all in all, our effort was there the whole game.
One of the better efforts we've seen, both girls and boys, tonight. I think we saw some good things in both games tonight. Looking ahead, we've got an off night now on Tuesday. The schedule kind of got shuffled around on us while we were away for Christmas.
That was my last game right there.
That's right. Branson was mentioned. What's going on? You got a hand surgery coming up?
Yeah, I got a scaphoid fracture, and I got to have my right hand drilled back together. So that was my last game right there.
Well, you come out as our player of the game at kind of a interesting way to kind of walk off the court. So as a senior, what's your plans going
for? I'm a junior.
Okay.
I got one more year.
I don't know why I thought you were a senior. So get the rest up. You have to do some rehab, I'm sure, physical therapy, and then
and we off the football.
Get back ready in July, which I think football practice I saw starts like the 29th this year. They keep pushing that thing up. Now, what position do you play football?
Strong safety.
Okay. Well,
Pretty good. I'm ready for football. Can't wait. Well, just count down the days of spring ball.
Take care of that hand and give it some good care, and hopefully everything will work out all right. Are you doing surgery in Nashville or?
I've got it here somehow.
Okay.
I figured it'd be in Nashville, but it's actually here. So.
Yeah, most everything seems like it goes over there these days. But anyway, well, we wish you all the luck and hope everything works out for you on the surgery. And we look forward to seeing you come back in the summer and getting ready for football season. So that's James Launer, our A1 storage player of the game. We'll come back to wrap things up here on the Hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season.
Hey
everybody,
James.
It's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Forgot to mention there, James had 12 points tonight for the Mountaineers. So coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And our players of the game tonight, James Launer for the boys and Gwyneth Schick for the girls. So James, the junior, going to leave us for the rest of the season with hand surgery. Be back, he said. Said he hopes to be back in time for football.
Yeah, I think he will. It's one of those deals that he just had to get done, and he almost tried to go ahead and have that surgery early. And I'm glad he kind of stuck around for football or for basketball because James is a good athlete.
Yeah, you got to think about it. Of course, he's a junior, so I at least got the Pisgah home game in before I did it. So, yeah. Of course, you know, you want to give enough time to be ready. If you've got football coming up, you want to be able to have enough time to recover and physical therapy and rehab and get that thing ready and don't risk it any further. So,
right. I mean, and then he may be able to participate a little bit in spring ball. Just depends on, you know, there won't be a lot of, you know, there's not any contact anyways with spring.
Right.
It's mostly just trying to get acclimated with your offense and your defense. So he may be all right, you know, so.
Well, I mean, both teams lost tonight, but we saw, I think, much better effort. We just got to be able to string both girls and boys. Got to string some of that good effort and success together a little stronger as we go forward.
And, you know, the boys, they started out like gangbusters, man, and it was what they needed to do. Being in the environment and everything that it was, going toe-to-toe with them, going shot for shot. You know, going run the floor, and I know these kids are going to be dead in the morning.
This is their third game this week too. Yeah. So, and you got to look at it. You know, this is, they tried, they gave it a good effort, went hard, and pushed harder, I think, than we've seen maybe in Pisgah games the last couple of seasons. So, I mean, there's things to build on that we saw tonight. It's just you got to learn to win, as they say.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's a part of it, learning how to win.
Yep.
And I think the two wins this year so far for the boys are big.
Yep.
Especially, you know, that one, that conference game that we played against West right before Christmas. But also, you know, the girls are winning. So, you know, there's a lot there. And I think the middle school are doing a good job. I think they're winning. So the future's bright for the up here on the Hill.
We'll be off Tuesday nights at open date. We'll be back with y'all Friday night as we travel to East Flat Rock and take on the East Henderson Eagles. And, of course, boys, the Eagles have been pretty good. Caden Brewer's graduated, but his brother's still there. So I don't think too much has changed in Flat Rock. But now the girls will be interested to see that. Those tangles have been pretty tough the last couple of seasons.
They have.
Both teams, both girls at Tuscola and East Henderson, fairly close. Talent-wise, and we've had some kind of knockdown dragouts with them. So,
They've been really good games.
Looking forward to those games coming up next Friday. So be sure to tune in as we travel to East Flat Rock and take on the Eagles next Friday night. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. You've been listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. Tonight's webcast has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, A1 Storage, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, and by Forga Contracting. Join us again next time for Tuscola Basketball right here on Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL.